From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi guys, I'm Justin. I'm 16 years old. The sun is my number one enemy. You know why? Because I'm allergic to it. I spend my life running away from sunlight. I have the most rare and dangerous type of sun allergy. I can only go outside at night. That's why I call myself the Son of Darkness. We found out about my allergy when I was 6. Until then, I didn't have any problems with the sun. We were on a picnic as a family. My sister and I were playing frisbee after lunch. We were throwing it back and forth. We'd been playing for a while when I noticed that my arms were itching. I tried scratching them, but when I did, they started turning red and hurting a lot. I ran over to my mom to show her the redness. She thought it was just sunburn. She was surprised because we'd put on sunscreen in the morning. Stay in the shade for a while. We'll put ice on it when we get home, she said. I did as she said. I sat in the shade under a tree. But the pain was only getting worse. I couldn't take it anymore, and I started crying. That's when I realized my face was hurting as well. The salt in my tears was burning my cheeks. I ran to my mom again. She panicked when she saw me. I developed big red blots on my face. Some of them had even turned into blisters. We went to a hospital right away. That's when we found out that it wasn't just sunburn. The doctor said that I was allergic to the sun. I was going to have to keep away from sunlight for the rest of my life. In medicine, it's called solar urticaria. They don't know what causes it. The immune system reacts to the ultraviolet rays emitted by the sun. Like all allergies, it can range from mild to severe. Like I said at the beginning, mine is the worst kind. I'm not supposed to be exposed to sunlight for even a minute. My whole life changed in an instant. I was now stuck at home all day with blackout curtains covering the windows. I could only go outside after the sun went down. It was very difficult at first, but humans adapt to everything. I was mostly sad about not being able to go to school. I stopped seeing my friends. I was still talking to some of them online, but it wasn't the same as hanging out in person. Our friendships weakened. Eventually, we stopped talking online too, so I became even more lonely. Well, you adapt to that too. In fact, you even start seeing the bright side. For example, I play guitar really well because of it. Of course, I've had a lot of time to practice. Also, thanks to my allergy, I have a really good relationship with my sister Tamara. For years, she was the only friend I had. Another important issue is education. I study at home. I'm lucky that I'm a disciplined person. I can sit and study for hours. I also take some private classes online. I just need to take exams to get my diploma. So far, everything has been going well. I think I'll even be able to get a college degree. I think college will be less problematic because there are schools that allow you to do everything online, even the exams. Eventually, I'll have to get a job that I can do from home. I have to take that into account when choosing what to study. Of course, another option is working at night. Maybe I could become a DJ at nightclubs. I just thought of that now. It's actually not a bad idea. Let me think about this a little bit. Last year, my parents prepared a wonderful surprise for me. As a birthday gift, we moved to the city we live in now. You know why this is such a great gift? Because it's a resort town. There's stuff happening almost 24 hours a day. Cafes and restaurants stay open until really late. There are always people in the streets. As someone who can only go out at night, these things are really important for me. We used to live in a small town. Shops would close at 6, and restaurants around 7 or 8. So when I'd go outside, I'd just walk around with nothing to do. Here, even at night, it's like daytime. Most importantly, I used to have pretty much zero friends. But not anymore. I have a group of friends that I meet up with 3-4 times a week. We sit around a campfire by the beach and talk until late at night. Some nights, I play the guitar and my girlfriend Betsy sings. Yes, you heard it right. I also have a girlfriend now. I had gone out with a few girls before, but they don't really count. Betsy is my first actual girlfriend. Her family has a summer house here. She spends most of her time sunbathing and swimming. When we first started hanging out, I could tell things were going to get serious.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
I couldn't say, Betsy, we can only see each other at night. I can't meet you during the day. You would want to hang out with your boyfriend all the time. But my allergy would stop us from having a normal life. So I decided to keep it a secret because I was afraid of losing her. Eventually, we became boyfriend and girlfriend. We kept on seeing each other only at night. I thought she knew that something weird was going on, but she didn't say anything. We only planned to do things after sundown. We didn't even talk about meeting during the day. I was so afraid that she'd ask to do something earlier. What could I say when she asked, "Come over to our place for a swim?" I was getting so anxious just thinking about it. One night, I had a dream in which I was a vampire. And Betsy was a vampire hunter. She was hiding her true identity, waiting for an opportunity to stab me in the heart. It was a really funny dream, but it really shook me. It was wrong of me to hide such a thing from the person I loved. That night, I told her about my dream. And then about my allergy. She didn't believe me at first. She thought I was still joking about being a vampire like in the dream. She finally realized I was serious once I started talking about my isolated life. It turns out, I had been stressing about nothing. She wasn't aware of anything weird. She thought I was sleeping all day because I was out all night. And this was the reason why I wasn't going out until nighttime. She came to visit me the next day. She got really emotional when she saw the thick curtains. She teared up. "This must be so difficult. I understand it better now," she said. I showed her the house. She asked why my room had both curtains and window shades while there were only curtains in the other rooms. My sister was with us then too. She started crying when she heard Betsy's question. I held her. It's something that happened years ago, but Tamara still gets upset about it. She was just a kid when it happened. Like I said, Tamara had been my only friend for many years. We'd play together all day. She loved hiding somewhere and scaring me.
Yeah.
One morning, she came into my room, saw that I was still asleep, and hid behind the curtains. She tried scaring me by making weird sounds, but I was sleeping too deeply and didn't hear her. So she finally got bored and left. But as she came out from behind the curtains, she accidentally opened them. I didn't have window shades then. The sun hit my face through the gap. I ended up being exposed to it for an hour. When I woke up, my face was all red and swollen. I felt that something was off, so I touched my face and it hurt really bad. I screamed really loudly. My mom ran to my room. She called my doctor when she saw my face. The doctor arrived and tried to make me feel better. She said that I had dodged a bullet this time. Apparently, sun allergy can cause the trachea to swell, which leads to difficulties in breathing for some people. I never had such a problem, but since I was exposed to the sun for so long that morning, it was a matter of minutes until I had trouble breathing. There was even the possibility that I would never wake up. My sister still feels guilty about that day. So that's why my room now has window shades in addition to curtains. You might be wondering if I'm getting treatment. Like I said at the beginning, there are different types of sun allergies. There are some medicines that can help alleviate the symptoms, but those don't help me because my allergy is so severe. I'm very unlucky in that. I had a really good doctor where we used to live. He really wanted to help me and try different treatments. One of these was using an ultraviolet lamp in order to get my body accustomed to such rays. It's called phototherapy. It made a lot of sense to me and I got my hopes up. But nothing changed after months of treatment. So I got really depressed. I decided that I didn't want to be disappointed like that again. I resolved to plan my life to keep on living the way I do now. In the future, if they do find an advanced cure or treatment for what I have, of course I'd give it a try, but I don't think that's likely to happen. Still, you should always have some hope and be grateful for what you have. There is a genetic disorder called XP, which has been the subject of movies. It's a 1 in a million disorder. People with this condition can't go out in the sun just like me. But in their case, the sun can cause terrible things like blindness and deafness. And their average lifespan is 35. They usually die at a very young age. When you think about it, we have the same problem, not being able to go out in the sun. But there is a huge difference between us. So I think you should be grateful for what you have, as some people have it much worse. Thanks for listening to me. I hope you didn't get bored. You can find stories based on true events on this channel. If you want to get notified about new videos, subscribe now. Bye!
Hi everyone, I'm Lucy. I go to a very prestigious high school that is really hard to get into. The tuition there is really expensive too. People often say, you need to be both smart and rich to be admitted into this high school. Each year, the school gives scholarships to 50 students. These students are picked based on their academic or athletic achievements. I'm on the swimming team, but unfortunately, I don't have a scholarship. My dad pays a small fortune to the school. My best friends Jasmine and Emily are also on the team. Swimming requires discipline. We need to train regularly. And so we spend most of our days together. As if that weren't enough, we also love having slumber parties whenever we can. Emily doesn't have her own room, so we have them at either my place or Jasmine's. By the way, Emily gets financial aid. Unfortunately, her family is not doing so well. Of course, this doesn't stop us from being good friends, but I can feel that Emily is not too happy about not being able to host a party at her house. We were at my place when it all started. My parents had gone to our summer home, so we had the whole house to ourselves. We had so much fun doing the silliest things all night. We sat around in my room and talked until really late. Then Jasmine went to sleep in the living room, and Emily and I slept in my room. In the morning, I went into my bathroom. I put on my contact lenses. The night before, I'd put my ring right next to the lenses, but I realized it wasn't there anymore. I was sure I put it there. I looked around, but I couldn't find it. I was really upset because my mother had her own jeweler make this ring for my 15th birthday. I'm sure it's very expensive, but I didn't care about the money. It had huge sentimental value to me. I got dressed and went downstairs. Jasmine and Emily were making breakfast. I was just about to say that I couldn't find my ring, but I stopped. Emily slept in my room that night. In the morning, she used the bathroom before me. Emily is my best friend. It would never occur to me to suspect her. But if I said something, she might have misunderstood. That's why I didn't say anything. About 2 weeks later, we were at Jasmine's. Jasmine's family is one of the richest in the country. They have a gigantic house. Imagine, you have to call someone if you want coffee. A maid in a uniform brings it, like in the movies. As usual, we were having so much fun. We were laughing the whole time. At some point, Jasmine's mom came. Honey, Elsa is going into labor. Do you want to go to the hospital with your dad? She said. Elsa was Jasmine's dog, and she'd been at the animal hospital for some time waiting to deliver her babies. Jasmine was so excited. She said, "You guys should go to bed. I don't know when I'll be back," and left. It was too early to go to bed, and luckily, we didn't have to train the next day. We decided to watch a show in bed. We needed a laptop for that. We began looking for Jasmine's laptop. This room is bigger than our apartment. I wonder where it could be, Emily was saying. I told her, you take a look around. I'll be back, and went to the bathroom.
Oh.
When I came back, Emily had found the laptop. We watched for a bit, but got bored. Elsa had the puppies. Jasmine sent us pictures of them. They were so incredibly cute. We hung out some more. I have a headache. I'd better go to sleep, Emily said. She went to sleep in another room, and I waited for Jasmine. The next day, my mom and I were supposed to go shopping. She sent the driver for me super early. I had to wake Emily up. We dropped her off at home. Then I went to meet up with my mom. We shopped until 2 or 3 p.m. I was feeling so sleepy. When we got home, I wanted to lie down for a bit and immediately dozed off. When I woke up, I saw there was a text from Jasmine. I want to talk to you about something, she wrote. I was surprised that she had sent it only to me. I was curious and called her right away. You can't repeat what I'm about to tell you to anyone, Jasmine started. And the things she told me made my jaw drop. Lately, I seem to be missing some things from my house every time we have a slumber party. What kind of things? I asked. First, I lost one of my pearl earrings. Then a ring. Last night, my favorite bracelet was gone. Unfortunately, I think it could be Emily. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's her. I just wanted to check if you've lost anything recently so that I can be 100% sure it's her. I couldn't believe my ears. I was feeling dizzy. I was about to cry. I only lost a ring. I couldn't find it after the last slumber party at our place, I said. Is that it? Are you sure? Jasmine asked. Maybe other stuff as well, but I'm only aware of the ring, I said. I just remembered. I checked our chat group. Emily hadn't written anything, which was very unusual. Did you say anything to Emily? I asked Jasmine. I was so angry, but I held back. I only wrote, why? She didn't respond. I got even more angry. Don't you have anything to say? I asked. But that message wasn't delivered. Obviously, she'd blocked me. She must have panicked when she figured I was onto her. After hearing all this from Jasmine, I cried for a long time. Was Emily a thief? How was she going to face us? And how should I be treating her? As these horrible thoughts were going through my mind, my phone started ringing. It was Emily. I didn't pick up because I didn't know what to say. A few seconds later, she texted, "What's up, girl?" I couldn't believe that she was acting like nothing had happened. Didn't she know Jasmine was going to tell me everything? Suddenly, it hit me. If Emily stole from us, she wouldn't be calling me. Could Jasmine be wrong? Maybe there was another explanation for everything, but I couldn't ask Emily, "Are you a thief?" If she were innocent, she would be so hurt to be blamed for this. As I was thinking, I had an idea. There was indeed a way to find out if she really was a thief. I hatched up a little plan and put it into action. I called Emily half an hour later. I talked to her as if nothing had happened. But Emily sounded really upset. I asked her what was wrong. She said she had a problem at home. Do you want to come to my place? Elsa and her puppies have left the hospital. Jasmine is taking care of them. I'll have our driver pick you up. We can go to train together tomorrow morning, I said. Emily didn't want to come at first, but when I insisted, she said yes. If she could call me, it was obvious that she thought Jasmine didn't tell me anything. So I acted like I didn't know anything. We talked about this and that, nothing important. Thankfully, it wasn't a long night. We went to bed early since we had a train in the morning. I woke up way before Emily did. I had my alarm set. I got up. Earlier, I'd left one of my beautiful rings in the bathroom. I went in and checked. It was sitting right where I left it. I had also put a bracelet on the bedside table. It was also still there. You got my plan, right? I put my valuables in different places around the room before Emily came over. And then I made excuses to leave her alone in the room a few times. I woke up really early in the morning and checked all the jewelry I left around to test her. Everything was still there. If she'd wanted to steal, she could have. I was incredibly happy. I woke Emily up. Girl, we need to go to Jasmine's. There is a misunderstanding that we need to fix, I said. Emily opened her eyes. There is no misunderstanding. I will never talk to Jasmine again. She's out of my life, she said. What in the world was happening? How could Emily talk like this? I had to tell her everything, since we had to clear her name. And I did. Emily listened silently. When I was finished, she was quiet for some time. Then without even looking at me, she said, "So you tested me." She was offended, and rightly so. I didn't know what to say. Emily turned to me and said, "Lucy, Jasmine is the one who stole your ring. She's a kleptomaniac." This was the first time I'd heard the word kleptomaniac. "Jasmine stole it? Why should she? What's a kleptomaniac?" I asked. Emily grabbed her phone. She Googled it. "Kleptomania is a psychological condition also known as impulsive stealing," she said. Then she read from a website. "Kleptomaniacs are impulsive. They are unable to resist the urge to steal. They don't actually need the things that they steal. They feel a sense of relief at the moment of stealing, but they deeply regret their actions afterwards. While still in shock, I asked, "How do you know Jasmine has a stealing disorder?" Emily began telling her story. "We were looking for Jasmine's laptop to watch shows that night when we were at her place. I found it when you were in the bathroom. Do you remember?"
Mm-hmm.
I nodded yes. Emily went on. "I was just about to log into Netflix when something caught my eye on the tab that was open. It had something to do with me. I read it since I saw my name there. I even took a picture. Take a look." I took her phone. I zoomed in and read, "I can end my friendship with Emily because of her perfume. If you don't have any money, then don't use perfume. Thanks to her, I learned that cheap perfume smells like cat piss. The whole house stinks when she comes here. Even Elsa doesn't come into my room." I couldn't read the rest. I gave the phone back to her. Emily said, "This is an online diary site. This is Jasmine's diary. Unfortunately, she left her tab open. I saw it by accident. I wish I hadn't. I didn't like finding out that I smell like cat piss," Emily said. She was shaking with anger. She goes on to talk about how she's being treated for kleptomania. It turns out that they discovered she was a kleptomaniac when she was very young, but she was treated for it. Years later, when they found out she was stealing again, she went back to therapy. I was shaken by all of this. "I understand everything now, but what happened between you two?" I asked. I figured out Jasmine was lying to me when I listened to Emily's version. Emily was very upset, and she sent Jasmine the picture she took of her diary. Jasmine blocked her without answering, because she figured Emily knew about everything, including her kleptomania, which was also in that diary entry. The rest you already know. Jasmine called me up to hide what she had done and told me Emily was a thief. She must have thought I would cut all ties with Emily and never figure out that she was the real thief. Of course, the opposite happened. We stopped talking to Jasmine after that. When she saw me with Emily the next day, she realized that I knew. She turned around and ran. We are still in the same school and on the same team. We never talk to her, even though we see her all the time. She is too ashamed to look us in the eyes now.